Rick Windham right alongside us. We kick the hour off by welcoming in State Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update. And oh, what an update we're going to have this morning. A lot to discuss, but Senator Groney, good morning, and thanks again for joining us, sir.
Yes.
I think last week we kind of talked a little bit about the big measure that was going to be discussed. I think it was early last week on the Convention of the States, Senator Halloran's measure, and I was able to watch a little bit of the unicameral that day that was being discussed. And can you tell us a little bit about the political smoke and mirrors that was going on with the amendment that Senator Moorfield tried to attach to this measure?
Oh, that was just stupidity. A guy shouldn't be elected anything but a dog catcher. And he's running for Lincoln, Chester County attorney, and he's never been in a courtroom, a criminal courtroom, and that's all the county attorneys do. But no, I'm going to give him the time of day. It was foolishness. So, but anyway, Senator Halloran's bill went forward. It's one of those where I don't know if it's good or bad, but we're in troubled times, and Dimension of states, like I told him, I said, if we've got elected officials and judges who don't uphold the present Constitution, which I think is very clear in a lot of areas, why would you think we change the Constitution for moral bearing to not try to interpret it any way they wish? You know, it's a same group led by Moorfield. They don't want a constitutional convention because they claim the Constitution is sink or sink, but they're the same individuals who want to expand the Supreme Court so that they can have judges on the Supreme Court, just like Roosevelt did in the 30s. Biden wants to do it, to interpret the words any way they wish. That are in the Constitution. So I don't know. We're in a mess. We got a moral crisis in this country, and justifies the means. And but anyway, I voted for the LR-14 because he's a good friend. It's one of his passion. There's only 14 states that have done it, or 15, and they need 38, I believe, to call for it. I don't think it would ever happen, but not in my lifetime. But this country not be here by the time my lifetime ends either. So I don't know. But it was a Moorfield just playing games.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
Yeah, it was concerning, and Senator Brewer got up and spoke against the amendment. That's for sure, because it was in regards to supposedly protecting the Second Amendment in the state. And Senator Brewer, I think, put it perfectly, Senator Groney. It's so interesting. I don't know if that's the word Senator Brewer used, but it's very interesting that an individual that's paraded people in and out of the Capitol, speaking against the Second Amendment in some ways, was an individual that introduced this amendment.
Well, it was farce. He was playing farce. He was throwing it out there that it protected when all of us on the right already believe it's protected. He was trying to get us in a rock in a hard place.
Yeah.
And it was childish. The whole episode was childish. That's the best I can say about it.
Yeah. Trying to make it appear that some of you and your fellow elected officials didn't support the Second Amendment is what the attempt was, it appeared.
As I said, it was childish.
Yeah. Yeah.
No more. Anyway, the governor, what more important than that kind of gamemanship was the governor's
his state of the state.
His idea on what we should do with the ARPA money. And Western Nebraska, you know, the canal, claiming our rights on the South Platte River water.
Yeah.
A chess move with Colorado to let them know, shoot a shot over the bow. And we're paying attention to what they're doing and trying to hijack our water. It amazes me they think they can take 90% of the flow out of it that's left, and we all know by August, September, most years, their South Platte's dry by the time it hits North Platte. So I don't know how you could wring more water out of a dry washcloth, but but no, that's a great move, but that's generational. That'll back in the good old days, the Corps of Engineers would build projects like that, the Federal Corps of Engineers, but last they haven't built an irrigation project dam in 50 years. Probably the last one, I believe, was the Napi Indian one down in New Mexico. So the state's got to build it themselves, I guess. Hmm. But anyway, it sends a message to Colorado.
Absolutely.
I don't know if the money can be spent that quickly. And the other one was he gave us more money for, he at least gave us $15 million for the sustainable beef plant. And, not the $75 million I asked for, but let me explain something to you. 2 months ago when I came up with that idea for sustainable beef, and them said, what? I mean, we could get some of that money, maybe. The governor told me, I don't think can be used for that. And in his entire appropriation of it, it's the only private company that was mentioned that would get direct funding. Everything else is through grants. And so I was pretty happy with it that we tapped $15 million, and we might be able to get more during the budgeting appropriations process.
And
so that was good. And then
That too, Senator Groney, that this project is receiving recognition in something as important as the State of the State address from the governor, not just in the Nebraska unicameral, but in his statewide tour as well. I mean, that it's putting your district on the map in a lot of ways.
Well, it's western Nebraska. It just happened to be built in North Platte because the local officials worked with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so you give a cheer to those individuals, your persons and those who worked with them to make sure it happened in North Platte. But it's going to help the ag community all in western Nebraska, the whole for miles or a pretty good size radius from all the panhandle. And
mm-hmm.
that's good.
Absolutely.
There's some other good things in that, for the local that wasn't noticed was the $35 million for rural ambulances. I mean, that's going to help a lot of small volunteer fire departments upgrade their ambulances for rural health. That's big. And that's earmarked for those. So they're going to be busy trying to pick out new ambulances.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then $100 million was added to the Shovel Ready project, and I know there's a couple projects in North Platte that got their names in early. Original legislation was first come, first serve, and I know the DNA Event Center is right up there on top for expansion that could tap into some of that money. And then there was the pickle courts.
The pickleball
courts or whatever, I guess. I mean, I talked to those folks, and they were adamant, and they went forward, and they've got their names in there.
Awesome.
As one of the, there was quite a few applicants, but I think both of those made the top 10 or 15. They got it. They got their work done. They got it. Their application in early, so they might get funded. That's more money to help North Platte in the area. But I can't complain about what the governor did. There was, I think, too much into. Had been spent in the government, but what can you say? I don't know if the community colleges need $90 million for workforce development. That's an awful lot. Educational institutions, that's their basic job. They should be doing it already. Then workforce housing is going to get $75 million, which I thought was a pretty good chunk. But you can't... can't expect you're going to agree with everything. And then the Star Wars projects, that's, building that lake in eastern Nebraska for water use, mainly for the cities of Metropolis or whatever you want to call it, the Lincoln area of those. They're running short of drinking and domestic water. They don't have the ground. They don't have the aquifer under them like we do. So, that big chunk of money, but something needs to be done down the road too. So it's not a bad. I'd rather see the money spent on infrastructure and one-time spending to offset costs to make sure certain projects are viable, instead of giving handouts.
Mm-hmm.
Give a lot of handouts in his recommendation. So no, he done good. Western Nebraska, we can't complain at all. Some of us rural senators finally stood up and said, no way. no way, don't tell us. We're rugged individuals and we don't need help, and I'll just worry about your property taxes and your roads, and leave the rest of the money for us in eastern Nebraska. We stood up, and it's showing that we're accomplishing some things. So anyway, and then the other one, Senator Erdman had a great victory too. The Gehring Canal, if you remember that disaster with that canal tunnel collapsed in Wyoming.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
And shut off the irrigation for hundreds of thousands of acres in the panhandle. Well, he got $23 million to share with Wyoming to fix that.
Oh, wow.
So we did okay.
Absolutely.
Senator Erdman took care of his constituents, too, and his area up there. So it was good. As far as funding for the rail park, I never thought it would come. If I had any shot to expand that, it wouldn't come from ARPA money. It would have to come from the excess revenues we've gotten into our gas reserve fund. So that bill is still coming. I'm working with Senator Aguilar to try to get him to introduce part. And because Grand Island also put an application in for a rail facility.
Okay.
So his community wants to build on too, so he will help try to get some extra money. So did Blair, Nebraska, was another city. And that's Senator Ben Hansen. He's a friend. Senator Walls, Fremont was the other one that came in for a $30 million request, but of course she's too busy to worry about that. So, but she'll support it if it gets to the floor. But anyway, no, it was a lot going on. And this week we are going to have fun again. The first bill up we ended last week was that DNA. I have mixed feelings about that. It's right now, the way I understand it, if you're suspected of a felony, you know, a physical felony, whatever, they can, and you're a suspect, they can take a sample of your DNA and then run it against the evidence they have. You know, if it's a domestic abuse, rape,
mm-hmm.
Just anywhere, a hair follicle, whatever. And then but now they want to be able to take that DNA and put it out across the network and match it with crime database that could be 30 years old.
Hmm.
Now that sounds like catching a rapist that was 25 years ago. But the other side of that is personal liberty, that you can't be charged for crime without the evidence. I mean, and, you know, then you're... It leads me to maybe a conspiracy theory that they're going to have a database on everybody's DNA from the time you're born. I'm sure it'll happen someday, but that's not good. That's personal liberty. And I could see a sheriff somewhere saying there was a crime. He's never liked somebody. Thought the guy had to be crooked, doing something wrong. Never had a chance to get a DNA sample. So a crime happens within community, and right away they say, well, that guy's a suspect, and the only reason he's a suspect is so they can get a hold of his DNA. I don't like that. So I have a real problem with it. I understand that we could catch some bad guys that committed crimes, but you really want the government to have it ties right into the vaccine mandates, folks. You do this, you take a vaccine for the greater good. You do give your DNA we become chattel. We become just a property of the government that they track us and keep information on us. So I have a real problem with that bill. I can see the good of it, but I can also see the negative. And that's Hilkeman's bill on the DNA. And then there's, it looks like that, Senator Panzing Brooks is looking at bringing back her truancy bill, where basically There's no punishment for truancy. There's nothing the county attorney can do but talk to the kid and not have any, judge can't use it for any reason at all to make a kid go to school. It's just, there's no punishment. There's a crime without a punishment. I always say there's a speed limit on, there'd be a speed limit on the interstate of 75, but no state patrol. So I guess being a little touch of libertarian a little bit, maybe we all get to the point after watching that opportunity grants debate too, that maybe what I heard during that debate on school children from the public school establishment is they own those children. Parents don't. And the government owns them and they decide on their educational. Maybe it's time to get rid of truancy laws completely. Just, you have a constitutional right to every child between the ages of 5 and 21 to have access to free instruction in our public, in our common schools. Since when do we demand it? I mean, since I ended it earlier times, but why should we even have truancy laws? I guess if you have a right to something, you shouldn't force somebody to use it. I'm being sarcastic here, but the point is, maybe we've reached that time. If the left don't want to have punishment for it, why even have the crime? But that one will come back. There's a couple others I can't remember that are coming back this next year, carried over from the year before, and they were priorities from then. But I don't know. It's not going to move very fast, I don't think. The debate, there's some issues here.
Yeah.
And on the DNA one, I'll probably be on the side of the left. I always follow the golden rule. You don't think that you're righteous and you're going to pass a law because someday it'll never affect you because you're righteous. It can come back to bite you and your family and your friends. And just let's keep it as free a country as we can is what I believe. But there is no greater good when it comes to freedom. It is what it is. But, all right, anything else you've heard about or
well, I wanted to change gears a little bit with you here, Senator Groney. We know that you're up against your term limit, as is Governor Ricketts, and I don't know if you've heard or not. I know you've been awfully busy with the legislature in full session, but Thursday, the Lincoln County Cattlemen are hosting a candidate forum with six governor candidates in attendance, along with the three individuals that are attempting to replace you when you reach your term limit, and then the two individuals for the state school board. So that's coming up on Thursday. Obviously, this is a great opportunity to hear directly from the horse's mouth on a lot of these things, and I think that's going to be awfully important to do so with these three high-profile races.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not involved in it. I got my own problems.
Especially right now with the legislature in session.
Somebody. But what's that?
Oh, you said that you have enough problems, and I said, well, yeah, especially with the legislature in session right now, it's enough to keep your calendar full and then some.
Yeah, I've endorsed Chris and Elizabeth, but I haven't seen a need to go any further than that right now. It's up to them to go out and get support.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't endorsed anybody in the governor's race. I'm just not real happy with any of them.
There is two of your fellow state senators that are going to be attending Thursday's forum, Senator Groney. Senator Blood and Senator Lindstrom both going to be in attendance with that. I know we've talked about your relationship with Senator Blood before, but I don't think we've talked about Senator Lindstrom a lot with you.
Not a friend. He's, he's the Metro candidate for the Republican Party. I don't know what you'd call him. He's supporting Senator Walz's property tax bill. He hasn't got a clue how schools are funded, and he's introducing part of that of her legislation, which is lowering the local effort from $1 to 70 cents. Sounds great that your property tax is going to go down, but it gives the local schools the ability to actually tax at $1.10 And if you know any government bureaucrat, anytime you give them a, what you call a lid, it becomes their floor. They'll eventually be taxing you to $1.05 and spending more, because they've always got some kind of gimmick they got to spend money on. Now it's mental health. I don't know what that has to do with free instruction in a common school, but that's their big passion now. But no, he put it this way. Do you want a leader that sits in the back of the room and doesn't say a damn thing? Can you ever think of one social debate in the 7 years he's been in the legislature, Lindstrom, where he stood up and stood for anything? Took the abuse of the liberal press? Stood up for conservative values? Can you think of one issue that guy stood up and said one thing? Is that the leader you want to follow? Not me. But anyway, blood is blood. I don't know. I just can't believe that's going to be the final Democratic candidate. That somebody isn't going to jump in here towards the end. But I always thought Lathrop would do it. But I think he put his finger in the wind. The political winds aren't going anywhere close to anybody who's on the left in Nebraska this next election. Mm-hmm. And Thibodeau, I've served with her a year or whatever in the legislature. She's a good person, very good person. I wasn't happy with her comments when she made rounds earlier. Maybe she was on your show too, Tristan, about property taxes. She's going back to the Heineman answer, where when somebody asks about property taxes, they say, what's a local issue, and it's who you vote for your school board. It is not. It's set by the legislature, set by the governor, and through legislation, the mandates we give local governments and then the levy authority we give them, especially in education. It's funded by, supposed to be funded by the state, because it's state duty. Constitution says not local entities to supply free instruction, but it's property taxes, and the way we fund things in Nebraska is all guided by actions of the legislature and the governor. And if you're a candidate and don't understand that, you've got something to, some educating to do. But anyway, but otherwise, I get down to it right now. I endorse anybody to be between Pillen and Herbster.
And also, Senator Groney, yesterday, Senator Flood announced his candidacy for Congress, challenging Congressman Fortenberry. What are your thoughts on that?
I think he'll win. Came back to the legislature. I gave him a bad time. He was one of the guys that went after me about collegiality in the legislature. Had to have better collegiality. After he got there about 2 months, he said, my God, Groney, you were right. This place has changed since I've been there. I said, yeah, there's a bunch of radical left-wing idiots down here that are about not out of the age of 40, and they haven't lived life, and they've got rich daddies, and they come down here, and they're going to change the world because they've got their money. And anyway, so I think he's wise. He realized he probably wasn't going to get the speaker position after... once you've sat in power and you've been demoted, it's hard to sit there. And he was speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And he was waiting to see what, Hilgers was going to do. And I think when he floated the idea of him being speaker again, there's enough people said no. He knew. And windows of opportunity can open up very seldom. And Fultonberry's in trouble. He could have been there for the next 30 years as a career politician, and opportunities don't happen. So if you're looking for a political career and rising up the ladder, it was time for him to do it.
Yeah.
And I think the Republican Party probably did some polls and realized Pence and Brooks was getting too close. She's a viable Democrat candidate for that area. Lincoln has become very, very liberal.
Yeah, of course, she's the other state senator that's in the back side.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm all for him. If I was back there right now, if I had to vote for somebody, I'd vote for Flood. if he'll he'll represent rural Nebraska. Yeah, Barry, you know, with some Louisiana, I don't know if he still understands the difference between gas fishing and crawdadding. But
Rick,
anyway,
there's a difference.
Between catfish and crawdad? Yeah, there's quite a difference.
Well, anyway, yeah. But no, he'll be good.
Well, Senator Groney, we're out of time again, sir, but best of luck to you in the legislature this week and safe travels. Enjoy the quote-unquote day off today.
Yeah, we'll be traveling, heading to Lincoln. So talk to you later.
Thanks, Mike.